We've heard a bit from school students in the last week or two about how they're coping with remote learning, the effect it's had on their schooling. There's been a lot said by principals, by some teachers here and there, and by students both primary and secondary. What about university? Cassandra Prigg is a marine biology student at Deakin University in Warrnambool and with us. What's happening with your studies at the moment, Cassandra?
So we've transferred to completely online learning. We're not on campus at all anymore. Students who are living on campus have mostly been sent home if they have somewhere that they're able to go. Yeah, so it's been a big change.
How's it working out?
I have to say Deakin has done a pretty good job. They've got a cloud campus. They have a whole online campus, so they've been able to transition pretty well. But that being said, there are some things that are quite tricky to do online. For example, I'm enrolled in a chemistry unit. Doing chemistry practicals from home is not really feasible. Similarly, doing marine biology practicals, so normally we'd be dissecting different marine creatures. You can't really do that from your own kitchen, so it's definitely been a big change.
Do you feel like your studies have suffered as a result of this, Cassandra?
Yeah, I definitely have to say they have. I've tried online study before and made a conscious decision to sort of stay away from it because I'm really not good at it. And so it definitely has had an impact. I like the structure of going to lectures and classes on campus. It helps keep me accountable, whereas now, I think a lot of people are feeling really disconnected.
Are you still able to be in touch with your fellow students?
Yeah, so it's interesting you bring that up. I actually work for the Student Association at Deakin, and that's something we've been working really hard on is organising some virtual social events, so trivia nights, stuff like that, so that we can stay in touch. But that being said, it definitely is a struggle, and you don't have that same sort of campus community feel when you're all in different places.
Are your fellow students sort of expressing similar concerns for them that you're telling us about?
Yeah, definitely. From people I've heard about, there are a lot of people who are really struggling, and I really feel for those people, especially who, for various reasons, aren't eligible for payments like youth allowance or job seeker or job keeper. They're really doing it really tough at the moment. Yeah, so financially, I think it's been a big strain on a lot of students as well.
Schools have been given a timeline as to when they can return. What's the case for universities?
So I can't speak for all universities, but I know at Deakin, the plan at the moment is to stay with online-based learning into the second semester and hopefully be able to do some campus-based activities starting from July, just depending on what happens. We do have a bit of a timeline, but that being said, there certainly is a bit of uncertainty around that.
All right, so you've got a bit longer to go working in your kitchen, not dissecting animals and not doing chemistry experiments.
Definitely.
Well, I guess your kitchen stays a bit cleaner
Yeah.
as a result, but can't be easy.
No, it's definitely not. And I've been doing okay. I think I'm a bit of an introvert, so I haven't been struggling as much as I think some people have. But there are definitely difficult days when you feel a bit frustrated and a bit cooped up. That being said, I think it's really important that we do practice social distancing and make sure we flatten the curve as much as we can, but it is difficult.